Chinese state media say work crews in Tibet are turning the Lhasa River into a series of artificial lakes. The Chinese government's Lhasa River project aims to build 6 dams along a 20-kilometer-long stretch of the river. Media reports say the man-made lakes are designed to help the travel industry improve water quality and prevent sandstorms. The project is aimed at creating what Chinese officials are calling a green environment. But some critics disagree. Fen Xiao is a Chinese geologist with the Sichuan Geological Society. He told VOA's Tibetan service that dams can slow down the river flow and damage the water quality. He calls the dams problematic, explaining that they will lead to sedimentation, which damages water quality. He also said the water environment capacity, the amount of water kept in each lake, will decrease and be more easily polluted. He added that flowing water is much better than still water. Also known as Kichu, the Lhasa River provides irrigation and drinking water for Tibetan farmers in 9 counties. Work on 2 major hydropower dams has already affected many farmers. The dams are being built northeast of the city of Lhasa in Lundup and Meidogungkar counties. The 2 have an estimated cost of over $1 billion, according to the China-Tibet News Service. Geologist Fen Xiao also says Chinese officials are ignoring the serious risk of the Lhasa River project causing earthquakes. Some leading engineers and geologists have linked the 7.9 magnitude Sichuan quake of 2008 with work on China's huge Three Gorges Dam. According to the China Daily, the Lhasa River project's first working dam, named Dam No. 3, has already widened the river more than 300 meters. It has also created a water storage capacity of 1.5 million cubic meters. If all 6 dams are of about the same size, they could hold about 9 million cubic meters of water in Lhasa Valley when finished. Environmentalists are concerned about how the remaining construction work will impact salmon migration. Environmentalists are concerned about how the remaining construction work will impact salmon migration. A China Daily article quoted someone described as Dam No. 3's project manager. It said the official promised that the project would not harm the movement of fish. The dam gate will open for the fish to propagate in due time. Therefore, it won't pose a threat to the ecology of river downstream, the project manager said. I'm Ann Ball.